on WGNS AM FM online.
Oh, behave.
It's the British voice, Carrie Boylan.
Yeah, baby.
Good morning, favorite listeners. It is a beautiful day here in the WGNS studio. And oh my gosh, yesterday's Our United Ways community celebration was brilliant. Held at the Embassy Suites Hotel, you favorite listeners who contribute to the United Way raised over $3 million. What do you think about that, guests?
That is awesome.
That's Michelle Williams from Bombshell. She's coming on in a minute. And these $3 million are distributed to program partners such as Project Help. And the stars of the show, in my mind, were the children of Project Help, who helped hand out the awards to deserving citizens of our community. I was so excited to see our children, who were so well-behaved, and our teachers who were on stage as well. And before we get started, I just wanted to give a big old shout out because this weekend is the Living in Style 50 Plus Expo at the Middle Tennessee Expo, located at 1209 Park Avenue, sponsored by Keystone Partners. The fun starts at 9 o'clock with a fashion show sponsored by Coldwater Creek. And I will be making my catwalk debut along with five other fabulous ladies. Promises to be a fun-filled day of celebration and community coming together for a wonderful cause, because the proceeds will benefit the YMCA After Breast Cancer Program. Here are some highlights. There's going to be three fashion shows, three bands, free admission and parking, free chair massage, free ballroom dancing, door prizes every 15 minutes, including dinners at some of the best restaurants in town, silent auction items, including a walk-in tub valued at $12,000 with over 175 vendors. Visit livinginstyletn.com or call 900-33-54 for more information. And speaking of fashion shows... Welcome, Michelle Williamson from Bombshell's Hair Studio and Spa, and Bob Summers.
Thank you.
My understanding is, obviously you're here for something completely different, but you used to be a coach, and Brian Barrett has just acknowledged you for doing some coaching. What did you used to do?
Well, I coached at Riverdale High School here in Rutherford County.
Okay.
I was at Riverdale for 18 years.
Oh, my.
I came to Riverdale as an assistant basketball coach under... T.L. Hopkins, and I also assisted with Coach Palmer Jones. During that period of time, Coach Mr. Watson, the principal at Riverdale at that time, called me into the office and said, you are going to take over the girls' softball, fast pitch softball program. And so after a couple years of going through some lean years, we began to have some young ladies to come in who had talent. And Michelle Williamson, sitting here next to me, was one of those. She was a pitcher for us, an outstanding pitcher. And so I'm glad to be here with her.
Well, I didn't know that about you either, Michelle.
She was a good pitcher. Very good.
Oh, I can imagine her throwing a ball with some accuracy.
She has a quality that's important, is that she works hard.
I know.
And she will make a difference.
I know. And that's why she's here today, because Bombshells is hosting your third annual charity fashion show to benefit muscular dystrophy.
Multi. Systems atrophy.
I know. And I was doing some research on it, and it's an all-encompassing disease that is often misdiagnosed.
Yeah, correct.
So... Bob, take about 30 seconds to explain to our listening audience, because you have a personal interest in this. So take a few moments to explain to our listening.
Susan, my wife, had this. It began with ataxia, but multi-systems atrophy means many systems, and it is a rare neurological disease, disorder, and it's a whole lot like a lot of the other neurological disorders and diseases, such as... ALS, Parkinson's, MS, you know, those. And so it makes it difficult to be diagnosed. And because it is rare, there's very little education, even in the medical field. And so you can bounce around for a long time from doctor to doctor before you are fortunate enough to find someone who pins it and begins to look at it. Sue was diagnosed in my Mayo Clinic, and it was because of the really the direction of Dr. John Witt here in Murfreesboro, the neurologist, that took place. He was on top of it from the very beginning, but he wanted her to go to Mayo and have them to look at it.
Well, Mayo is an amazing facility,
yes.
And I have my own experiences,
yes,
that we can save for another day. But let's talk about Bombshells and what you're up to honor Susan, because not only is Susan suffered from that disease, she's also a breast cancer survivor. So it all sort of ties in nicely together. So talk to us about what you're going to be doing for this annual charity fashion show, Michelle.
Well, this is our third year to be doing this. We're actually going to have the fashion show this year at the salon, and it's on Thompson Lane. So we're going to start the fashion show probably about 7 o'clock. We're going to have a silent auction and also a live auction. We're still looking for items to auction off to raise money. Our goal this year is to raise about $5,500, which is about $1,500 more than we raised last year. This is really exciting. We have Penny's Closet that's going to be there.
Oh, I love Penny's Closet.
Yes. And also this year, we're going to have Altered State as well.
I love Altered State, too. They're great.
Yeah. And all the Bombshell girls are going to be doing all the hair and makeup, and it's just going to be a great time. We're going to have some wine and cheese and some celebration. We're going to celebrate Sue's life as well.
I think it's always great. From what Bob was telling me, Sue loved life. She was a great gal. She loved to have a good time. And mm-hmm. So I think the best way to honor anyone's memory is to continue that party theme.
Yes.
Talk more about what sort of silent auction items you're looking for.
Silent auction items, we're looking for about anything. We've had everything. Heavenly Ham always donates a great gift basket. Penny's Closet donates a great one. Our big item that we're going to be auctioning off is a Maryland package for two, which is valued at about $600, which is a day at the spa for you and a friend.
Okay, so where's that located? Where's the spa?
At my place, at Bombshells.
Oh, Bombshells. Okay,
yeah, Bombshells.
So I've never been to Bombshells, but I know I'm going very
go.
Soon. Well,
yeah.
I won a silent auction item at the Bras for a Cause,
yeah,
and I've been saving it for what I considered a special occasion. We finally came up with one.
If I can add, Tire World is going to make a donation. Also, Jones Car Wash is going to make a donation, and I have some friends that are working hard with me to help get some other items in, but Coach Jones is a good friend, and I talked with him last night, and so he's wanting to help out.
Awesome.
So what? So was Sue a part of this at the beginning, wasn't she? She was. Was she there?
Yes,
for the first one.
The very first one. She was there. She was excited to get to do this. Sue, she was, as you said, energetic, and when she had a cause to fight for, she did it. She did it with breast cancer. She was under the research at Sarah Cannon, and when any time they wanted her to do something for them, she was there. She took a special interest in this MSA cause because she was living it. And she, at that time, before Facebook, you were alone. It was really difficult to know what was going on in others' lives so that you could prepare. But any chance that we got, Sue became active, and the first event was Miracles for MSA, which was held in Nashville by Fernando Bryant, a Riverdale football player who went to the pros. And she was there that night and put a face on it. Sue would put her face any time that she could to the cause to help others. And it also gave her strength and encouragement. She felt important and a part, and that's important to stay motivated.
Yeah, I think that is definitely something, through personal experience with my own personal friends that have suffered from various diseases, it's the energy and the enthusiasm of others that keep them going and just keep it going and keep it going. So talk a little bit more about how this is going to pan out. What time does the fashion show start? Where can people get more information? And so on and so forth.
You can call the salon at 615-907-8004. You can stop by if you want to. We have some flyers there as well. We're going to have the fashion show is probably going to start about 6:30. Everybody is welcome to come at 6 to start the silent auction bids. We're going to end that about 8 o'clock. And then we'll start a live auction, and we'll wrap it up about 9.
So what have you got going on for the live auction? Because the live auction is usually the the fun stuff.
Well, we have some big items that are going to be there. We're actually, hopefully, we're going to have a package for the Embassy Suites with a visit to the Arrington Vineyards.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's a real good one.
Yeah, the Bombshell gift certificate will also be donated for the live auction.
Okay. Yeah. And okay, so talk about what sort of things people can expect from that spa package from Bombshells.
It's 2 one-hour massages, a spa facial, two of those. So everything is in two for you and a friend.
Uh-huh.
A mani pedi, a shampoo, blow dry, and also lunch for you both.
That is so
no
nice.
No body wrap.
Here we go. Go on, Michelle. Talk about this body. I have my suspicions about body wraps.
Hey, take a look at it. Take a look.
Listening audience cannot take a look at Michelle right now. Michelle spoke to me about this body wrap, and I have heard about them. There are various body wraps out there that promise to lose inches and this, that, and the other. And I have friends that use them for when they're doing certain modeling shoots or whatever they need to do to look a little skinny for the night. You know, they're going somewhere. I'm sure half of Hollywood right now is going through herbal wraps for the Oscars. But let's talk about it. Go on. I'll let you talk about it because you are pretty convinced by this.
I had one. The first one I had was on Tuesday, and I lost 11 total inches and 4 inches around my lower abdomen. And then the next day when we measured, I had only gained back like a half an inch on my thigh. And then I lost another 4 inches everywhere, including another inch around my abdomen.
But
it hasn't come back.
But you've not been eating.
Yes, I have.
She's also exercising, too.
I had sushi last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yay.
No soy sauce, though.
No soy sauce. No, I understand that it's part of a lifestyle. This is not something that's a miracle cure. You have to be active. You have to have good nutrition. You have to have a fairly good lifestyle diet for it to work. Mm-hmm. But you explained to me a little bit about how it works, unlike some of the other wraps that are out there. So go ahead and talk a little
bit. It's not a compression wrap, so it's not actually squeezing your water weight out.
Okay.
It actually uses herbs to help break down your fat molecules to flush into your lymphatic system. And then, so the more water you drink, the more it'll flush out. So it's really a detox wrap as well.
So maybe Bombshells might want to offer that as part of a silent auction item.
That could be a possibility.
It could be a possibility. But if people wanted to find out more about this wrap, because it is a different to the more traditional ones that are out there.
Yes.
They can also call the salon.
Yes. And we also just posted a thing on our Facebook telling a little bit about it as well.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I want to also talk about some of the other things that you've done in the community. What else has Bombshells done in the past? Because I know you guys have been pretty, I mean, you were part of Penny's Bras for a Cause. Talk a little bit about how you give back.
We always give back to the community because that's who gives to us. So if you don't help your community out, your community won't help you. Our first year in business, we did the MSA. We also have done the domestic violence shelter at Christmas time. We help the kids have a great Christmas. We took like 5 loads of clothes, toys, toiletry items, anything that would make their Christmas better. We did that. And the girls at the shop, they're so awesome. It's just a great team. They just pull together and work as a unit. It's awesome.
This says a whole lot about Michelle. You just brought it up. Mm-hmm. She is so active in the community. One of the things that has impressed me is that she has brought her girls that she works with into this. And there's a valuable lesson out of all of this, you know, is that there's a lot to offer. And it gives people a chance, like her girls that work with her, an opportunity to do good things for other people and to make a difference in their lives.
Well, it's exciting when the girls at the shop actually like, okay, let's go plan this, let's do this. And they bring things to me, not just me bringing things to them. And actually, Rose Reynolds is the one that's heading up the MSA fashion show for the salon. She's doing all, you know, a lot of the legwork and pushing for it. She communicates a lot with Coach Summers. I still can't call you Bob. I have too much respect for you for that.
You.
I called you Bob.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
Hey, I'm called a lot of names.
Well, Well, I know as a coach you probably were at some
probably
point,
so.
I would
probably
say. So. I know that probably some of the folks here would like to know a little bit more, again, about this disease, because as you say, it's not very common. And I would like to learn a little bit more, because I have a friend that has Lou Gehrig's disease, and I was doing a little bit of research, and so these neurological diseases are confusing, because
yes,
they're neurological. We're back to the brain again. So right. Talk a little bit about how what your wife went through in order to even get the diagnosis.
Well, at the beginning, there was the ataxia, which is the loss of balance. And then one thing would lead to another, such as problems with constipation, you have problems with urination. All of your systems that are controlled automatically by your body, the autonomic system, begins to just break down. Now, sometimes it's for a short period of time, then they come back. You think you're over it. But as you go to the doctors, they may, inner ear is one of the first ones that come up. They'll check for inner ear, and they'll give you the MRIs, and they'll scan you and do all these things, and they really don't do a good job of showing up until later.
When everything else has been eliminated.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like an all-compassing.
It's an elimination. That's
yes.
Elimination. And then you bounce from one doctor to the other, and they say come back in 3 months or 6 months, and basically all they do is look at you and try to run another test or two. But eventually it gets down to where it's a major concern, legitimate concerns. You could say scared, but legitimate concerns would be better probably. And in about, I guess it was the spring of 02, Sue just broke down and cried. She was a teacher at Christiana Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm scared, you know, what's going on with my body? And so from there, somehow we found Dr. Witt and Dr. Privett, who was working with him, and the two of them thought they knew what it was, but they wouldn't diagnose. They said, we want you to go to Mayo.
So it was a bit of a journey for Sue. And obviously it wasn't a pleasant quality of life as her life continued.
Yes.
You're an incredible man. You took care of her, didn't you?
Yes, 24/7. 24/7, 365 days for 11 years. I retired from Riverdale to be her husband and caregiver for that period of time.
Well, you're just a sweetheart.
It's a growing period of time, and you learn from it.
I know. You're just an amazing man. I know your reputation now, because everybody's been talking about it at the station. And I just wanted to thank you for coming in today, Bob. It was really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And Michelle, do you have something else to add?
I just wanted to add that the reason why I chose this to do as a fashion show is because I have so much admiration for Sue and Bob as well. For Coach Summers is a caregiver that no one's ever seen before, and the admiration for the love that he had for his wife is incredible.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank you both for coming on the air today. It was really a pleasure to meet you. And Bob, I had no idea you were a softball pitcher.
Yeah,
excellent.
Good.
And we'll be back here next week, next Friday, The British Voice. You can find me out there on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.